Conventional wisdom dictates that diversification is really an essential tool to long-term investing success, and you're often told to spread your money across a variety of stocks or asset classes to protect yourself from risk. However, some of the best investors, like Warren Buffett or George Soros, speak about the virtues of holding concentrated positions. Diversification is a protection against ignorance, according to Buffett. It makes very little sense for those who know what they're doing. But the problem is, for retail investors, how many of us can say we are as expert or informed as Warren Buffett. So in the main, diversification is a good enough rule. Well, we've invited Annette Ahern, the CEO of PSG Asset Management, to share a good framework to go about approaching diversification. Evening, Annette.
Good evening, Michael.
Now, diversification, it's one of the best ways to reduce risk in your investment portfolio. It's often called the closest you're going to get to a free lunch when it comes to investing. But there are a few common mistakes or pitfalls to avoid. Where's the best place to start?
I think the first thing is, what risk is it you want to reduce? So there are ways to reduce the volatility in your portfolio, but we think the most important risk to reduce is that you don't make the return you need. And that is often linked to inflation. So most of us, when we want to retire, we want to say over the next 20 or 30 years, I need to grow my money by inflation plus, let's say, 3 or 4 or 5%. And when you diversify properly, it means that over a long horizon, you will have a better chance of, if you should retire at any point from 55 onwards, having achieved that return. So I think that's the one thing. Concentrated portfolios are an interesting one because in the long run, they can add tremendously to a portfolio. But if you as a person cannot deal with quite a lot of volatility, remember Warren Buffett is a unique individual. He doesn't mind if his portfolio goes up and down by huge amounts. The average person can't deal with that. So therefore, having a very concentrated portfolio may seem like a good idea. It might ultimately be a good idea. But whether the average investor will be in there for long enough to figure out whether I'm right or wrong is debatable.
Debatable at best. I don't think many of us could ever claim to have that sort of discipline or balance sheet to be able to withstand the volatility that Warren Buffett can. And hence the need to diversify. As we discuss on my show regularly, Annette, most investors, including investment professionals, don't beat the index of any asset class in which they invest very often. So I guess choosing the asset class wisely is also key.
Yes, and I think the most important research we've seen there is that it's not so much whether you make your whole portfolio active or your whole portfolio passive or have a combination. The risk you as the investor can control is by not fiddling with it. Because the average person from a behavioral point of view just simply does not get the timing right of switching from when fund managers are doing well, active fund managers, that's often a time that one can say, well, in the next year or two or three, maybe that the index is going to do better than the average fund manager. I don't know anybody who gets that switch right either. So what we're talking about in terms of managing risk and also whether it's diversifying between regions or active and passive, it's about building a structure and working around the edges of that structure and not rebuilding every time something happens. Mm. So don't go completely index, don't go completely active. And at the moment, it's very tempting to make big changes because these situations where you have low return never happens when things feel good. They happen when things are uncertain and returns are low. And then my focus is on ways to find a solution to the very big discomfort that we feel when our pension fund, you know, or our RA reports come in and we look at the dwindling number that we look to get in the next 5 or 10 years. But that's exactly when you need to be very careful that those wholesale changes you make, like going all into cash or all offshore, can really destroy quite a lot of value going forward because that's not diversification.
Yeah, unfortunately, our human instincts and biases do tend to kick in during times of crisis like we're in at the moment. And we see it all over the place. Certain fund managers talking to their books to say, well, now's the time to shift everything offshore. And we must learn that these depressed times, historically speaking, if one goes back over 100 years, the JSE is one of the best performing stock markets in the world in dollar terms, taking inflation into account. So it's not going to stay like this forever.
It isn't. And, you know, I did an interesting exercise and looked back. It's very short. It's only 20, 30 years worth of data. But I, for instance, looked at our sort of a fund that's very, very popular, a stable fund, which you hope to get inflation plus 3 or so. You don't really want to shoot the lights out. Now, what happens during good times is those funds give returns, the average of that category, of over 20%. And people think that that's the norm. And when the returns become negative over a one-year period or dips below the inflation over a three-year period, again, we think that's the norm. But that isn't the norm. Over time, you, in a stable fund category, you do get inflation plus 3% and even a little bit better. We just haven't had it recently. So I think it's a very important message that diversification should help you by creating a long-term structure and not getting sucked into the sentiment that's in the market at the moment. And it's very, very hard because things are negative out there.
Things are very negative. I think we've almost, well, I've said it for some time, we've reached peak pessimism. And every time I say that, it does seem like Eskom tries to say, well, hold my beer, I can go one up and we'll take the country to the brink of a Venezuela-type national blackout. So I'm going to stop saying we've reached peak pessimism. It could always get worse, but it could always get better as well. And I think it's very difficult for us to say with any real certainty for how much longer things will remain like this and whether or not if we do see an upturn, it could be out and in front of us for some time to come. Now, diversification also isn't simply spreading your money around into different companies. You have to diversify your investments into different types of companies across different sectors. How do you tend to go about achieving uncorrelated returns in this way?
So our process does work from the bottom up. So we would look for, we have several buy lists, which is almost like a menu that a fund manager picks from to construct a portfolio. And we also give guidance as to whether we have a lot of conviction about a stock or whether we think it's a medium buy. Let's say, so if it's medium, maybe you should only put 3 or 4% in. If it's a strong buy, maybe you can 5 or 6% in. So we start with the list. But then what the important thing that the fund manager does is to step back and look at the results, almost like you're stepping back from a painting, and look at the results and say, how does this all fit together? Have I inadvertently taken a lot of bets on one thing? Have I taken very concentrated bets on any one thing? And if so, am I happy with that? Is there a way I can diversify? So a good example would be when the market had, I think with either Brexit or one of those big events, the market drops a lot. What happens on a lot of those days would be, for instance, you'll find a certain sector in the market like financials dropping a lot, but you'll also find bond yields going up. So our fund managers would then say, do I buy all of that stuff that's opportunity right now, or do I hold back some cash because things are still uncertain out there? So that would be one example of saying I'm not ever going to put all my eggs in the market. I'm always going to keep myself a little bit of firepower during uncertain environments. Let's face it, it's not very often that you can feel certain to invest 100% of your money in risk assets. So that's how we try to do that, and we try to, you know, constantly have test the construction of the portfolio that way.
Well, Annette, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for tonight. Very interesting sharing your tips on diversification in this week's Personal Finance feature. Take care.
Okay, thank you.